Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Today is the funeral for Philadelphia police officer Andy Chan. Before that was a public viewing at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. KYW's Nigel Thompson joined us live earlier this morning from the scene to give a preview of everything.
I'm still seeing law enforcement members from a number of different departments from across the region, stream into the Basilica to pay their final respects to Officer Philadelphia Highway Patrolman Andy Chan. One of them I spoke to earlier was from Lower Makefield Township Police Department in Bucks County, and I spoke from there, Captain Tim Reeves.
You'll see officers here from probably the West Coast to the East Coast, and it's something, you know, I have 32 years on the job, and it's something you see. I've been to a lot of these, unfortunately, and you'll see the unity and the officers coming together nationwide.
And, that's kind of the message that this shows, is just them all coming together, unity for their brothers and sisters. You know, beyond Bucks County, there's departments from across Pennsylvania, New Jersey police departments. Earlier, I saw a group of officers from Pensauken Police. And after this viewing, there will be a private funeral service for Chan's family and closest friends and colleagues. The public, however, can watch that on a big screen that's also set up outside the Basilica. Chan will then be taken to Laurel Hill West Cemetery, where he'll be laid to rest. He was 55 years old, and he died after 6 years of fighting injuries he sustained in an accident on his way to work on his motorcycle in 2019.
Elsewhere, a woman is accused of setting the fire at a rehab center where she lives in Willingstown, Chester County, early Friday morning. 40-year-old Margaret Curran is charged with causing catastrophe and arson. She's a resident at Green Meadows Rehabilitation Center. Investigators say Curran told them she lit her roommate's blanket on fire with a lighter. She told them she did it to bring attention to a problem. She's been held in Chester County Prison and hasn't been able to post bail. Firefighters had to evacuate residents, many of whom are bedridden. The fire left 15 of the 164 residents displaced. Closing arguments are underway in the child abuse trial for Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us the defense has rested its case.
Jurors have now heard both sides of the story. The defense brought up more than 24 character witnesses to testify to the peaceful, honest, and nonviolent nature of Mayor Marty Small. Many of them said they've known him for decades, including his pastor, constituents, and lifelong friends. Each one said he has a reputation as a peaceful and honest man. Each witness was up for only a couple of minutes, and prosecutors made sure to ask where the witnesses work and if they depend on the city for a paycheck, and a lot of them did. Prosecutors also asked most witnesses if they were at the Small home on January 13th, 2024, which is the day Small's daughter says he beat her with a broom, and all of the witnesses said they were not there. At the Atlantic County Courthouse, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Lawmakers in Harrisburg took a deep dive into artificial intelligence as they consider a bill that would set regulations on AI in healthcare. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The bill's prime sponsor, State Rapid Emergency Care Physician Arvind Benkat, says it's not about being pro or anti-AI.
If it were you, your loved one who is receiving healthcare, would you want anything less than crystal clear transparency, individualized decision-making, and proof that you are minimizing risks?
In the three-hour hearing before the State House Communications and Technology Committee, multiple testifiers highlighted the benefits of AI in current use, including administrative tasks or quickly flagging immediate and serious health concerns. CHOP's Jess Boyle says he supports the backbone of the legislation, but says, for example, requiring full disclosure of the information used by AI to come up with its final product would likely be impossible.
We support the intent to require accountable oversight, but recommend focusing on compliance obligations on process-based enterprise governance. For example, attesting that a health system maintains a multidisciplinary AI committee.
Concerns of regulations at the state level rather than federal came up several times, but committee chairman and Montgomery County Democrat Joe Cerisi says while he agrees, the federal government continues to do nothing. Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.